Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 52. So this episode is going to be straight and to the point. And by way of analogy, you know when like you're in a relationship and it's time to eat, like just what an absolute saga that is. What an absolute saga it is to decide, like, where do you want to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to eat? I don't know. Well, wherever, I guess. Wherever's fine. Anything. And then you kind of go round and round and round until you're both starving and cranky. And then it's so late, you're just like, fuck it. And then you order a pizza or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about being decisive. And of course, not really in that context, because that's just silly, but in a more important life context. I'm going to talk about why I think being decisive in life can be one of the most empowering things you can do for yourself. And also why I think that no matter the outcome of really any decision you make in that way, something good will always come of it. I'm really confident in that. And I'm going to back that up with some of my own experiences. So I think you're really going to like this episode. Now, before I get into it, last week was nuts. It was crazy. The podcast picked up a lot of traction late last week and ended up number 28 in the entire US, on the entire top charts, which was nuts. Like number 6 on the top health charts. Really crazy stuff. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for the support there. The podcast also just hit 1,000 five-star reviews on iTunes, which is amazing. It's such a kind of just a really cool milestone, only being a couple months in. So just wanted to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot to me to have your support. It means a lot to have such an encouraging audience, people who subscribe and send me messages. It really is cool. So if you're listening right now for the first time, make sure you hit subscribe wherever it is, whether it is on iTunes or it's on Spotify or some other app. Just hit subscribe. I'm doing these episodes 3 times a week and have something really cool coming in 2 weeks. So hit subscribe. You'll get all the episodes as soon as they're released. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I always say that, but I really do find it helps to know who you're listening to. And if you're into killer morning mirror selfies, I'm your guy. So it's at case.kenny on Instagram. So let's get into it. So I've said it before, but I'm a pretty impatient dude. And I was sitting down this morning, kind of thinking of what I wanted to talk about today. And I was sitting down and I was, as I normally do, kind of summoning inspiration from the podcast gods. And, you know, I started to get impatient, honestly. I had a lot of coffee, and I was kind of getting antsy, and I started to get frustrated. I couldn't really think of anything I wanted to talk about, but I wanted to start outlining the episode. I wanted to get moving. And then it kind of hit me that I think one of the best qualities that I've developed in myself over the past couple of years and have observed in others is that of decisiveness. So kind of from that realization, voila, today's topic, why I think you should be more decisive. And of course, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to back it up, give you some stories from my life. But here's your quick clickbait headline, and I do this because as a resident impatient person, sometimes I get frustrated when I listen to other podcasts that sometimes they take forever to get to the point, or podcasts that they don't really tell you what they're going to talk about, and then you're like 20 minutes in and you're like, oh, that's what you're going to talk about. I actually don't really care about that. And then you've wasted 20 minutes. So here you go. I'll give you the synopsis here, and then you can make your decision to stick around. And I'd love for you to do that. But here's what I'm going to talk about. You know, I want to encourage you to be more decisive in life, hands down. And I'll get to what that really means. But the biggest thing I've found from my own experiences and from observing others is that we procrastinate and we just go in circles overthinking things. We put off making decisions because of something that's pretty obvious. It's that we're afraid of making mistakes. I think we could all be vulnerable enough to say that's the reason we do these things. But, big but, if my life has taught me anything, it's that the majority of mistakes that I've made have been the result of thinking too much, of waiting too long, or of simply making no decision at all. I found that being decisive leads you to much better places than delaying your decisions for too long. And in my life, being decisive has brought more good than it ever has bad or negatives. So I want to encourage you to stop being afraid to make mistakes and instead just embrace a mindset that encourages you to act faster than you typically do. Cool? Sound good? So I'll back this up with some other points and things I've observed, but there's your clickbait. So the takeaways here, be decisive. You know, ask me what I want for dinner. Easy. Boom. Chipotle. Next. Should we grab drinks? Where should we grab drinks? Easy. Boom. Soho House. Next. Do you want to hang out on Tuesday? Nope. I can't. I'm recording my podcast. Case, what jeans are you going to wear today? Rips. Duh. Next question. You know, decisive, right? I'm obviously just kidding there that those aren't my actual points because those are pretty weak, but it's almost kind of what I'm referring to here. But first, I think we should level set a little bit. You know, what does decisive mean? Is it what I just described? You know, I think decisive means different things to different people. So let's get on the same page. To me, being decisive just means not hesitating. I think that's a pretty simple concept. But to be clear, with this episode, I don't want to talk about decision making or how to make better decisions. That's a really complicated topic. Not what I really want to talk about. You know, if you look up how to make better decisions online, you'll find articles and articles and articles on the art and science of making decisions. And these are all filled with like psychology and pseudoscience and checklists and all these things that, frankly, I think way overcomplicate things. And that's the very thing that I'm trying to avoid here. I'm talking about being decisive in the sense that a decisive person chooses to act to gain the necessary perspective or experience upon which to then make the best decision. That it's that simple. That's what I'm talking about here. But I think I find that most people, myself included, sometimes still kind of we hem and haw and we think in circles prior to even taking the first step, which is a very logical first step. And that, again, is because we're afraid of making a mistake, of looking bad, of being shot down, whatever it is. So example one, and I think I've mentioned this in a previous episode, I'm sure I have, but one of my favorite TV shows that unfortunately it's not on anymore because some idiots decided to cancel it after two seasons, but it was and is still HBO's How to Make It in America. It's such a great show. It's only two seasons. I recommend you watch it. But anyway, there's a scene in it where the main character, Ben Epstein, is looking to hook up with this girl at a house party. And they're vibing and they know each other and the groundwork has kind of already been laid, so to speak. But as Ben's buddy is heading out, he turns to Ben and he goes, "Hey, I know you, man. Don't wait until 3 a.m. to make a move." And he also adds, "He who hesitates masturbates," for good effect. But that's exactly what Ben does here. He waits until 3 a.m. and then things are awkward because the girl's like, you know, what the F? What is he waiting for? Blah, blah, blah. And I won't spoil it. But ultimately, things don't go too well for Ben. And he's all bummed out and he's kind of lost, right? And that's all because he hesitated. And that's obviously a silly example, and I'm not doing this episode to encourage you to go make a move on someone or anything, but Ben's hesitation here, I think, is an example of what we feel a lot of the time, in that we're scared to make a mistake, we're scared to look silly, we're scared to get shot down. But honestly, I think lately I've realized that is such a lame way to live. And to be clear, you know, cards on the table, I'm no shining star of decisiveness. I think I am in certain areas, but not by any means. I can be awkward. I can hesitate until the cows come home. You know, maybe just ask any girl I've dated maybe 3 to 4 years ago. You know, hello, case. But, you know, looking back and kind of having really changed my mindset the past couple of years, I can really confidently say that purely good things have come from my effort to be more decisive. You know, like in that scenario, getting shot down for Ben there, that would have sucked. There's no denying it. It would have been awkward. It feels bad. It hurts your ego, and no one wants that. But then, you know, it then you know from that experience what it feels like and that it has no power over you because, you know, you're out the door 15 minutes later, you're feeling fine. You're back to normal. So being decisive there in that scenario certainly gives you perspective and it's a powerful thing to realize. And that's just one silly example. But, you know, being decisive, it doesn't mean acting impulsively, doesn't mean making dumb, rash decisions. It just means that you're faster to take action. And that action could frankly be, hey, I need to think about it more. But that's a quick decision. You know, it's a decision to either do not, or I need to think about it. I just don't want you to get caught in the middle of any of those decisions. The middle is boring. It's where I think average just kind of lives and thrives. It's where you make no decision at all because you're hoping that the answer will present itself to you or that the decision will even be made for you. And I say, F that. I think that just sounds incredibly lame. It sounds really passive. And that's just not the way that I want to live my life. Because for one, it leaves very little room for just being spontaneous. And I've said it before, but being spontaneous is the key to really, really living life. And, you know, life reveals a lot to you in moments that come to you by surprise or are by definition spontaneous. And I think being decisive is what will lead you to those spontaneous moments. You know, small case in point, I moved to China in 2010 on a whim. I got an opportunity. I said yes. And a week later, I was there living there. No time to really think about it. I obviously had weighed the opportunity against my larger life objectives and I saw alignment, but I didn't overthink it. And voila, I was there. And that experience taught me a lot about myself. It really was a transformative experience. But you know what? At the same time, counterpoint, it was also full of bad experiences. You know, namely, in that case, I learned from that experience that I didn't want to be a lawyer because those months working at that firm kind of, you know, it revealed a lot to me about being a lawyer. I learned that as a result of my time there. You know, being decisive brings a lot of good. I think we can agree on that, but it also brings bad. Let's be realists. And now you're like, well, there you go, Case. Your argument's falling apart. You know, you should always take a step back, always think and sleep on it and write a list and then be decisive. And I would say no, that I really disagree with that. I think being decisive is always a positive thing. I'm not denying that acting fast and quick can sometimes end up poorly for you, or you might fail completely or be really embarrassed. It's bound to happen. You can't avoid that. But here's my perspective on that and why I crave those outcomes almost equally as much as being decisive and having a great and rewarding experience as a result. So here's a quote from Mandy Hale, who's an author, that really kind of makes my perspective clear here. She says that sometimes you have to experience what you don't want in life to come to a full understanding of what you do want. And I couldn't agree more with that. It really serves to make my point here. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And if you act decisively and it's a bad outcome, well, now you know. And either way, I think you win. When you're decisive, you don't hesitate, by my definition. And when you don't hesitate, you welcome new perspectives in your life. You welcome experiences. You welcome just being spontaneous. And if something good happens, which I think it will, that's fantastic. You know, mission accomplished. But if something bad happens, to Mandy's point, I think it's equally as valuable. Now you know what you don't want. And that's an awfully glass half full way to look at life, but that's me. Take it or leave it. That's genuinely the way I see things. You know, any other way though, I really think it does you a disservice because you end up in the middle. You end up where you're hesitating and you're overthinking, where you miss out on opportunities because you're scared of the outcome. You're scared of looking silly. And I don't know about you, but I've really evolved into this mindset of, you know, I would rather be horribly embarrassed a dozen times early in my life and savor those experiences and those perspectives than to make fewer decisions because I'm hesitating and spacing those inevitably embarrassing experiences out over 50 years, only to realize when I'm 50 that they don't matter. You know, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you rather have those perspectives early on? So I think it's a pretty simple concept here that's really changed my mindset, and that's be decisive. Choose to either do the thing, to not do the thing, or that you need to take some time to make a better decision. Don't hesitate in the middle. And be honest, if you're in the latter and you're saying, I need time to think, then do that thing. Don't just use that as a blanket excuse. And with, you know, in regards to this, my experience has taught me that nothing too permanent or too bad will happen because of being decisive. You know, it's taught me that I can indeed trust myself to be more decisive. You know, I don't always need someone's input or someone's support. And the result has been that I find myself in much more rewarding or call it a teachable experience either way. So either way, I win. You know, think about yourself. I'm willing to say that you probably hesitate a fair amount. We all do. And it's not because you don't necessarily know what you want, but it's because you've trained yourself to think in circles too much, or you take too much time weighing the pros and cons. But I think being decisive is something you can practice. You know, if you find yourself being a chronic overthinker in regards to decisions that can be made faster because you know the stakes really aren't that high, but you continue to struggle because your brain just won't let you, I'd encourage you to start small. If you're struggling to make decisions about your job or speaking your mind or your relationship, you know, whatever, I'd bet that you also probably struggle with small decisions. So it's not easy for you. You know, questions like, oh, should you do the dishes? Should you work out even though you're tired? Should you send that email? Should you buy that thing? Little things, you know, should you have another cup of coffee? I think you should start being decisive in regards to those little silly things, and the ripple effect into larger scenarios will be really noticeable for you. You know, small decisive decisions make you more confident. And I've said this before or given this example, I think, but when you do little things, it builds your self-esteem, which builds your self-confidence, which ultimately makes you more decisive. And round we go. And it's a positive thing. Like last night, for example, I was sitting in my apartment on my couch, and I looked over at the kitchen sink and I was like, oh, you know, I should probably put those dirty dishes in the dishwasher. But then I was like, I know the dishwasher is full of clean dishes and I would have to put those away first and blah, blah, blah. Frankly, I didn't want to do that. It sounded like a chore. I was being kind of lazy. You know, I could just put that off. But I decided to act, and not because I particularly wanted to clean up or needed to. I wasn't having anyone over and the mess wasn't particularly large or noticeable. No, I decided to act in that case because I recognized that this was a simple opportunity to be decisive. And I've really made an effort to be like that introspective and in touch with myself as to why I do certain things, why I don't do certain things. And I knew that in that instance, I should do it for the sole reason that it was an easy decision that I could make and should make and that I shouldn't put off. And you know what? I did it. It was easy and it felt good, frankly, to be decisive like that. And I know that's such a silly example, but I think you get it. I'd encourage you to start looking for opportunities to be decisive like that on a daily basis, because I think small decisive acts on a daily basis teach you that you can trust yourself, that you are capable of not hesitating, and that you can prepare yourself for larger, more impactful decisions. You know, because these little things train your confidence. And then when you start making larger, more decisive moves, not related to doing the dishes, you'll learn that being decisive will truly serve to reward you, because it will either bring, you know, new great perspectives or not so great perspectives that will teach you that you don't want certain things. Either way, you're going to win. So I'd encourage you, and I've said this before as well, like implement a 30-second rule in your life where if you have an idea pop into your head or you're in a scenario where a decision can be made, do it within 30 seconds or don't do it at all. You know, send that text, say that thing, write that email, go for that run, whatever. If you're considering doing it, do it or don't. Just don't live in the middle. Don't hesitate. Be like, yes, I'm going to do it, or no, I'm not going to do it, and here's why. This will teach you a lot about yourself. It certainly has taught me a lot about myself. You know, it will teach you how just absolutely that you are in control of your life, that it's not necessary to just live in your head so much, and that, yeah, for sure, your decisions can have bad consequences, but perspective still trumps everything. And I, you know, fine legal print here. I'm not encouraging you to up and quit your job or break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, those are big decisions. And of course you should think those through. But I still think even within that context, you could be more decisive. Why not? You know, choose to do something that will help you inform the larger decision and do it now, right now, within 30 seconds. You know, ask your boyfriend or girlfriend something, start a conversation, start a dialogue that you can then glean something from. Start doing actual research into what a better and more rewarding job might look like. You can do that right now. Whatever. Be decisive to at least explore something. Be decisive. So to wrap up here and to kind of leave you with what I think is the biggest takeaway from this episode, it's that in order to be more decisive, you have to be okay with the consequences of whatever decision you make. That's a given, I think. And to help you come to live in that state of mind, you have to realize that no matter what, no decision you're going to make is going to be perfect. I think that's virtually impossible. And once you realize that, you'll remove a lot of self-doubt from your life that causes you to hesitate in the first place. You know, you'll have more confidence to know that it's not always about making the right decision. It's about making a decision and sticking with it to understand what it can do for you. Because I've found that at the end of the day, being decisive for me has been one of the most empowering things I've done for myself. It has taught me that I have the ability to bring unlimited perspective into my life. You know, and my advice to you is you just have to seize the opportunities presented to you and have the confidence to know that trusting yourself right here and right now and being decisive is always a good thing, and have that confidence. So that's it. I'll end it right there, right around 20 minutes. I hope you found that valuable. Follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Slide on into the DM. Let me know what you think. Shoot me ideas for future episodes, or we can just hang out. So until next episode, I'm out.